The regional news read by Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. First, the major stories. There is abundance of mango in the Adamawa region. Young people in the locality of Ngaha are making brisk business out of the sale of mangoes during this season. Environmental pollution in the city of Douala leaves many pondering on the exact cause, given the long-term effects on the health of the population. Over in the south region, the promotion of bilingualism and multiculturalism takes the center scene in the University of Ebolova, with the staff engaged in fostering the national values. Those are our lead stories, a full package of the regional news in just a moment. It is the mango season in the Adamawa region of Cameroon, and young people in the Ngaha subdivision are seizing the opportunity to harvest the mangoes and sell in order to make ends meet. Each day, they get up early and storm the bushes in search of the fruits, which they later sell to the Ngaha market to lovers of mango. Elvis Wanji Banya paints a picture of the mango season in the Adamawa region.
In Yokotondo village, Ngaha subdivision of the Adamawa, children get ready to fulfill their parents' recommendations by heading to the village periphery in search for mangoes. Every child here knows the ongoing season should not be wasted. Sarwa Hoseinato is one of the children.
I collect fruits to go and sell in the Ngaha weekly market, which is every Friday. I earn at least 8,000 francs to help my parents.
Young men and women say the activity is lucrative and they can stand a chance to mobilize the necessary resources they need. Majid Maru is highly involved in the activity.
It's an adequate time for us in the village to set an activity like the sale of mangoes. I take a huge advantage doing this because I'm hopeful to get money to support myself.
Like many other places in the Adamawa, the Ngaha subdivision is home to mangoes production, hugely exploited by young people. Elis Wajibanmia for the regional news in Goundary.
And in the southwest region, getting into the heart of the rainy season, the population of Boya have been advised to properly iron their dresses and preserve in a sealed plastic so as to prevent them from getting mold. Enanga Mignoli tells us more.
The rainy season is here again, and the town of Boya and other towns in the region are experiencing heavy regular downpour with little or less sunshine. This has left many inhabitants in dismay in some neighborhoods like Bukwango, Boya Town, Moliko, among others, on how to handle their dirty dresses.
When you wash clothes, your clothes don't really get dry on that same day, and it makes the dresses to smell.
Most of my cotton dresses get spoiled because of improper sunning.
My dresses get to stay on the rope for days, sometimes weeks, because the rain is falling. It's so severe that it does not give any cup for the dresses to dry a little bit.
It's even pushing me to limit the way I put on my dresses.
Experts, however, have recommended ways on how to treat dirty dresses.
When their dresses are dirty, wash them immediately with good detergent or Sublime. Dry the dresses very well and do proper ironing so as to keep the dresses from catching mold. Also, preserve their dresses in a sealed plastic and use camphor ball.
Considering the fact that the washing of dirty dresses cannot be avoided during this wet season, despite the absence of sunlight, experts say taking the necessary precautionary measures will prevent the dresses from being damaged. Enanga Mignoli, Regional News, Boya.
From the southwest region to next door center region, with the changing weather condition, many Yaoundé city dwellers are taking precautionary measures to stay safe and comfortable. Others have made it a habit to regularly follow the weather forecast, which they say enables them to determine the type of dress to put on. Irene Mantia Yonge completes that story.
Pullovers, long sleeves, black dresses, Woolen caps and many others are the frequent attires many Yaoundé city dwellers during this period of the rainy season.
There is the lover coat with the common dolove. In principle, we now dress in pullovers, long sleeves, innerwear, to prevent the cold penetration in our bodies.
I had to put on the pullover because there was cold in the morning after yesterday's heavy downpour. So if it rains later this evening again, I will be okay because I have my pullover.
With the prevailing health pathologies such as cough and catarrh, many have nothing to choose. They take the exercise of weather forecast with a lot of seriousness.
We have moved from COVID to cholera, so we have to keep our body warm. Before I leave the house every morning, I study the weather to know how I'm supposed to dress.
Though with the change of weather, other people still maintain their unusual dressing habits.
La saison pluvieuse ou la saison sèche, ça ne me dit rien.
Be it a rainy season or dry season, I still dress the same. I'm okay with my usual mode of dressing. But when it's cold, I put on my muffler, and when there is heat, I take it off.
Je jette sur moi quand mon corps chauffe, j'enlève.
However, many Yaoundé inhabitants continue to take preventive measures while waiting for the heart of the rainy season. Irene Manti Ayonge for the regional news in the center.
This season is favorable for agricultural activities, and now we take you to the Northwest region, where land use for agriculture is said to constitute one of the major factors that lead to land degradation. In the Northwest region, where most people depend on agriculture, some environmentalists have been educating and training farmers to invest in organic farming to preserve soil health and improve productivity without necessarily having to scale down the quantity of land in the region. Mercy Kusi tells us more.
Jackson Curry is the director of an organization known as Sustainable Run for Development that advocates for environmental protection. He says for some months now, their vision has been to promote land restoration, which has led them to plant a variety of tree species within the Northwest region.
Alternatives like agroforestry, planting nitrogen fixers, and integrating fruiting trees that are improved, like grafted or macotted, that grow fast.
The organization has also been working to prevent desertification and drought, hence their emphasis on organic agriculture and the planting of medicinal crops to save the soil.
The Itapkin Community Forest trained them on how to carry out the growing of white oyster mushrooms, growing of medicinal plants like njansa, Prunus africana. We're equally teaching farmers on how to carry out aquaculture, integrated and apiculture in a manner that each time you go to the farm, you must harvest something. As the climate is changing, they need to take it as an opportunity.
Of great concern for the environmentalists has been the difficulties farmers in the Northwest face post-harvest, which prompts them to unsustainable ways of using land. This, he says, they are finding ways to address by providing better preservation methods.
There are these practices like the slash and burn or Ankara burning, which according to some peasant farmers improves the soil for some crops like maize, cocoyams, Irish potatoes and so on. And this does not actually render the land productive in the subsequent years. Some of these trainings have to deal with taboos or native practices like this.
The Northwest populace have also been called upon to guard against littering and indiscriminate waste disposal that block and pollute waterways, which eventually lead to land degradation. Mercy Kusi for the regional news in Bamenda.
You're listening to the regional news, and we continue our ride to the littoral region. Environmental pollution in the city of Douala is a call for concern, with some city dwellers laying the blame on the dust and chemicals emanating from the industries, while others attribute it to the careless nature in which some Douala inhabitants dispose of their waste. Madon Kwele Beziate spoke to some of them and compiled the following report.
The city of Douala has been experiencing an unprecedented surge of industrialization, which city dwellers say has led to an increase in air pollution.
Dust particles, toxic substances from certain companies.
We have a lot of industries. One, I think the smoke that comes out from companies, different types of companies. The air is polluted, dirty that is found everywhere.
To others, the city has a serious waste management problem which pollutes the environment. According to the Ministry of Environment, Nature Protection and Sustainable Sustainable Development, the country in 2022 generated 6 million tons of waste, of which plastic waste amounted to about 600,000 tons, roughly 10% of the total waste. To the Sanitation Master Plan of the City of Douala in 2021, 41.2% of households dispose of their waste through unregulated means like dumping it in pits, in waterways and drainage systems, amongst others.
The way we use our garbage matters. If people throw dirt anyhow without control,
people just dump their dirt anyhow without minding the implication.
These situations often lead to health problems and other issues.
We always experience floods every now and then. When there's heavy rain somewhere, it carries the particles, forming blockages.
People can have allergic reactions. People can develop cough, have allergy because of the dust.
Nonetheless, some of the inhabitants are proposing solutions which, if implemented, could reduce environmental pollution.
These companies can be directed, this smoke to go and somewhere, and then some, the level of cleanliness should be intensified in the town so that pollution can be reduced.
City dwellers say there is need for more sustainable solutions to be adopted in order to protect the environment and make it safe for the population. Madonkwele Bezat here for the regional news in Douala.
And from the littoral region to the south region, and as you heard in one of our lead stories, the first edition of the Bilingualism and Multiculturalism Promotion Day has been observed in the University of Ebolova on the theme, Bilingual Education in Cameroon, Importance and Challenges, the Case of the South Region. On the occasion, Director of the University of Ebolova, Professor Jean Bosco Etoua, has reiterated the commitment of his staff in fostering these national values. Clarence Aze has the details from Ebolova.
And Multiculturalism Day of the University of Ebolova took place in the Amphi 500 of the Faculty of Law and Political Sciences, pegged on the theme Bilingual Education in Cameroon, Importance and Challenges, the Case of the South Region. Panelists, a majority of whom linguists and academicians, x-rayed the strides of the government to make the teaching and learning of both official languages a reality.
Benga Esther, I'm a teacher and a translator at the Ebolova Regional Linguistic Center. Such a day is very important for everyone to know that in Ebolova, we practice what the head of state said, bilingualism.
Addressing the hundreds of students, the rector of the University of Ebolova, Professor Jean Bosco Etoua, said his institution is bent on effectively implementing bilingual education and promoting cultural diversity.
We received the Commission of Promotion of Bilingualism. One of their recommendations was to promote bilingualism and multiculturalism. So this event is the first step.
With barely 2 years of existence, the University of Ebolova prides itself with a translation and official languages unit, as well as a Commonwealth Club. These, together with the Fans Club, are a glimmer of hope for the promotion of bilingualism and multiculturalism within the institution. Clarence Aze, reporting for CRTV News in Ebolova.
With that report, we call it quit in this edition of the regional news, in which you heard that there is abundance of mango in the Adamawa region. Young people in the locality of Ngaha are making brisk business out of the sale of mangoes during this season. Environmental pollution in the city of Douala leaves many pondering on the exact cause, given the long-term effects on the health of the population. Over in the south region, the promotion of bilingualism and multiculturalism takes the center scene in the University of Ebolova, with the staff engaged in fostering the national values. The regional news was produced by Patrick Oscar-Fan, and for presentation, I'm Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo.